Rand Paul, I'm an O on the anti-American border bill. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 5, 2024. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said he is a hard no on the anti-American pro-migration bill that dropped Sunday evening. Amazing. This predictable revelation is only a week old, and yet the swamp's new border security bill gives Ukraine $60 billion more. Paul said, sharing an article from the Associated Press titled, "Officials stole $40 million meant to buy arms for the war with Russia," Ukraine says. From the squandering of your money to the fake border reforms, it's safe to declare this bill as anti-American. I'm a no, the Kentucky senator added. Paul's bashing of the anti-American measure, formally titled the Emergency National Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, 2024, came shortly after its reveal. As Breitbart News reported, the establishment authors of the bill have largely hidden its contents, along with many possible loopholes, exceptions, modifications, and caveats that can turn apparent restrictions into government-funded welcomes. Several Republican lawmakers have shared issues with the bill, one of which is the fact that it grants amnesty to illegal aliens in the United States if they make it 14 days without being caught or make it over 100 miles away from the border. As Breitbart News detailed, the text Bishop references reads, "The border emergency authority shall only be activated as to aliens who are not subject to an exception under paragraph 2, and who are, after the authority is activated, within 100 miles of the United States Southwest land border and within the 14-day period after entry. This means any illegal alien who makes it further than 100 miles from the border or evades capture for 14 days will not count towards the triggering of the declaration of an emergency, nor would they be subject to the additional enforcement mechanisms triggered if Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas chooses, when that limit is reached." Related, migrants line up to cross into Texas via the PON app. Further, this bill gives 75 times more funding to Ukraine than to the U.S. border wall, $48 billion to $650 million, the latter of which is designated to build and reinforce miles and miles of new border wall. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, has also openly stood against the bill, explaining that he can't support a bill that doesn't secure the border, provides taxpayer-funded lawyers to illegal immigrants, and gives billions to radical open borders groups. "Senate GOP leadership screwed this up, and screwed us," Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said, even while refusing to let us see the bill they claim to be negotiating on our behalf. "For months, they were never in doubt, insisting we'd be dumb and even unpatriotic not to support it," he added, deeming this a disqualifying betrayal. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said the bill is worse than we expected and made it clear that it will be dead on arrival if it reaches the House.